Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's daily pre-market trade plan session. Hope you're keeping well. Today now is Friday, the 10th of May. The idea of this session is for you to be as prepared as you can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we had a little bit of a spanner in the spokes yesterday to some degree with the expectation that we would see quite a dovish Bank of England, which in fairness, we did get. However, we saw a little bit of an uptick in US unemployment claims. And that seemed to completely dominate the narrative yesterday afternoon. So let's explain this in a little bit more detail. We'll of course, start with our risk warning. Please see our risk warning currently up on screen. And as always, just be mindful of the risks involved in trading these financial markets. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade, where do we then enter and exit these markets, how do we manage risk, how do we manage each trade to a successful outcome. It's an important feature of being able to trade these markets, and trading psychology as well. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. Okay, so let's go back yesterday and we'll see that news event. We'll just share that with you. So a few bank holidays this week, of course. Even yesterday, bank holiday in Switzerland, France, and Germany. Back to relative full tilt now today. So we were really waiting for the Bank of England. We were expecting them to hold rates, but actually adopt quite a dovish view. I think they delivered on that dovish view, which is they're anticipating CPI to move from currently 3.2 down to 2% in the relatively near future. Over the next month or two, they're expecting that to happen. Ironically, they're saying when we get down to 2%, we're going to bounce up to 2.6. So if we do get down 2%, it doesn't look like we're going to stay there very, very long. And as a result, if they see that success in inflation, they'll be looking to bring down interest rates from these high levels of 5.25, but not yet, I think, is the take home. So this was one of the news events that really impacted these markets quite considerably. So we had 29,000 unemployment claims above expectation. So that just causes a little bit of a spike. And it's one of the features in which the Fed have said, well, they'll start cutting rates if we start seeing the job numbers and the jobs market more broadly begin to loosen quite considerably. So last week we saw unemployment claims come in, tick higher slightly. The unemployment rate coming in above expectations. We're expecting 3.8, we saw 3.9, so we're seeing a bit of weakness there. Seeing a bit of weakness here in the unemployment claims. Is this what Jerome Powell is talking about, we wonder? And is this a one-week sort of blip, like we pretty much saw in November of 2023? It was a bit of a blip, and then, you know, the number sort of reverted back to that 210 level. So we'll see. It's a one-off isolated data point. You need to see a little bit more. But we did get a pretty strong reaction off the back of it. And the bond auction as well, we were anticipating how these markets would react to this bond auction. Demand has remained pretty strong in comparison to the previous 30-year bond auction, with the rate actually just slipping marginally lower from 4.67 now down to 4.64. And you can see the 2.4 there, which is the demand for the bond auction. Okay, so pretty decent. I mean, there's decent yields across the board, and I guess that's ultimately kind of supporting the demand. In fact, it's kind of priced down and yields up. So investors are still wanting kind of that, because of the risk factors, they're wanting to build in that kind of premium, which is in significant demand. Okay, so now we move on to today's Friday, the 10th of May. We've already had UK GDP numbers, surprising to the upside, so a bit of a strong bounce there, 30 basis points above what was expected. So decent news. Prelim GDP quarter on quarter coming in. Previously, we were in negative territory, minus 0.3. Now we're seeing a strong bounce, 0.6. And broadly speaking, relatively decent numbers, I suppose, apart from construction output. But yeah, so yesterday we saw some pound strength without any, I suppose, reason for that strength. It was just we were expecting a bit of volatility around that event, and that's exactly what we saw. But now there's an argument to support from the fundamental side to support the pound due to quite a positive GDP number. So the only thing we have this afternoon, if you're trading the Canadian dollar, be mindful of the unemployment rate. Again, they're expecting a 10 basis point increase from 6.1 to 6.2. We'll see the unemployment change number, see where that comes in as. Now, the last news event for the week is at 3 p.m. and it was a pretty quiet week all in all. I mean, yesterday was quite interesting from a Bank of England perspective, and more importantly, really quite interesting to see how the markets would react to that. So consumer sentiment, it's still looking relatively strong. So we need to bear that in mind. But nothing else of any significant concern for us. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you with us. Right, so really quite a strong rally yesterday in the equity markets across the board. Those slightly higher unemployment claims seems to be the catalyst for this strong rally. Now, the problem with buying up at these levels is we're so close to all these strong resistance levels, just up at these levels. So if you do get an opportunity to get into it, you're looking at a sort of a 30, maybe a 40 pip rally to get up to these all-time highs. It does have a massive decision to make around these levels. We're still a week and a half away really from Nvidia earnings. I think that's on the 22nd of May. So that could be a catalyst to really drive these markets as well, based on the AI rally, if that comes in as a positive earnings story, which is, I suppose, broadly expected. So again, we're pretty much at all-time highs across the equity space. Really outsized rally yesterday off the back of just sort of 20, or was it 19,000 additional unemployment claims, which is not earth-shattering at all, but it does suggest the some of the jobs numbers are kind of very, very slowly moving in the right direction for these markets, for the Fed to start lowering rates and start stimulating these markets again, which is incredible when you think we're up at these, you know, elevated highs. But that seems to be the way to go for now. So again, we got strong resistance, all-time highs just above these current levels. Just purely going with momentum, you'd be looking for buying opportunities. We've got new all-time highs. So we're at new all-time highs again for the German DAX, and then the Nikkei. So that's quite weak. Are we seeing any strength whatsoever in the yen? The answer is no. No. No, so yen weakness, it's no longer having a strong impact on the Nikkei, it seems. So yeah, it's a bit of Bit of a difficult marketplace, the yen and the Nikkei. So let's have a look at the dollar then. So we've clearly got, you know, risk on market conditions yesterday, and we're seeing some continuation today. So we can certainly look for that risk on trade. What does it mean for the dollar? Well, equities up, dollar down is what we'd be looking for, and that's what we saw yesterday. But we've got this, these resistance levels, which this market is respecting really quite significantly. The 200 period moving average and the 50 period moving average, they're both at the same price. And really this market is for now kind of struggling to get above that level. But if we do, if we break above these levels here, you'd probably expect further upside at that point. We are pretty much, I suppose, a dollar bull still. We don't really have too much to change our mind on that just yet. Now, the price action has been awful. 12 days of a sideways moving market and really quite choppy within it. So false breakouts to the upside, false breakouts to the downside. We were expecting further rollover to the downside, but we were expecting the volatility around that event. And it just so happens it took the US unemployment numbers to actually, for the pound, to actually weaken quite considerably, which is, again, not really in line with our expectations when we consider that we did actually see quite a dovish Bank of England on that. So we could look at yen weakness. Problem with yen weakness is, will the BOJ intervene in a heartbeat at some point again? Will we get these markets making new lows? It's a trade worth looking out for. The dollar Swiss, bit of a sideways moving market there, not really giving us anything to work with for 5-6 days. Dollar CAD, it's just kind of up and down, looking marginally more weaker now than it was, you know, for most of yesterday. The Aussie dollar, which was rolling over to the downside, is now looking like we're going to try and push up to these highs once more. So the dollar seems to be like a bit of a trap trade. 2-4-5 days. It's looking more constructive, but the problem with the buy trade is you're running into all these moving averages, you're running into significant resistance up at these slightly higher levels. You have the monthly high, you've got the 100 period moving average coming towards it. So it's really, we've just got a big question mark over the dollar for now. We'd love to get into the yen, but you can be sure as soon as you do, in terms of selling the yen, as soon as you do, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed the BOJ will step in and you'd be chopped up inside it. So really quite rough market conditions everywhere we look at the minute. So we're really getting closer to that $80 level. We were saying we do like this market to continue to roll over to the downside. If we get a strong pullback into the $80 zone, we're 79.5 as we sit. So a little bit more upside, and then we could start looking for that rollover trade. But perhaps timing is not yet. So this is one of the more interesting trades. So we obviously saw a bit of dollar weakness yesterday, which is fine, and that can cause the gold price to rally. Now, all these central banks are at pains to suggest that, you know, according to their forecasts, they are seeing inflation come down really quite sharply. And what we're looking at with this gold trade is kind of an outsized response, really, to what is a slight uptick in unemployment claims in the US. But what this could really signify to a much deeper level is that you know, these central bankers could be getting it wrong, and this could be a hedge against that inflation narrative, which the Fed and the Bank of England, like we heard yesterday, really think inflation is done with, so we can start lowering rates. This price action from yesterday seems to suggest the opposite of that. And are we in a more inflationary environment? Getting a decent rally in this market as a result. So where does that leave us? Above the 2351 now for gold. Again, like the S&P and like the US indices, we're getting much, much closer to these resistance levels. So just be mindful of that. So S&P higher. Global industry markets expectations to continue higher. The dollar's in a tough place, to be fair. We could look for the rollover in crude oil. Looking to buy this market at a slightly higher price. Gold, you know, buying above the 2351. You'd probably expect these prices to continue higher, which is really what we're seeing over the Asia session. And US indices, you'd have to expect further upside. Okay, so look, you could argue these market conditions in different ways, really, at the moment. And it does lend itself for this sort of quite choppy, mixed market conditions. So we've just got a bit of a cautious approach, really. We can still look for indices to the upside. There is issues with the buy trade in terms of getting close to those all-time highs. So I think the weaker indices trades are just not filtering through in any way, shape, or form. So choppy mixed market conditions, I think, is fair. Yesterday the dollar was strengthening. There was a bit of weakness in the equities, and all that turned around off the back of those unemployment numbers, which is unfortunately, it's just a one-off number. Now, if that gets added to in the coming weeks, that would be a little bit more suggestive. So an outsized response again. So we can look for further global indices strength. The yen could be experiencing some BOJ intervention at any second, so we'll stay away from that. And I suppose the setup behind the dollar is a really turbulent one. So maybe our focus should just be on global indices being, you know, ticking higher. And we've also got gold in here as well. $23,051, I think it was, wasn't it? So let's have a look at this trade here. Yeah, so just this is kind of a 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14 day little sideways moving pattern, and now we seem to be breaking. So the 2351. So yesterday was about the BOE at noon. Expect volatility in the pound. We saw some pound strength for most of that until we got the US numbers. There's nothing massively impact on decision making. So look, it's a pretty simple, it's really around the US indices and you know, markets like the DAX and things like that. We've got some concerns there as well, but you know, that's the direction of travel. So look, that's our trade plan then for the day. We're looking for, we've got quite choppy mixed market conditions really. There's this appearance of a really strong risk on market, but the dollar has some of its issues and we're seeing a rally in gold. So look, we'll maybe look for a bit of a pullback or something in the gold price and see how these US indices will play out. So further global indices strength off the back of yesterday's price action and also buying gold above the 2,351, which is a crazy price, but we're up at those levels. Narrative is a tough one because it just seems to be that there is this, as far as the equities are concerned, there's a really strong dovish narrative, very much central bank driven, which the markets are just mopping up as much as they can. And as a result, we're seeing equity markets rally yet again. All right. So look, on that note, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We will, of course, have a good weekend. If we don't see, we're going to be moving rooms now in just a few seconds to our mentorship room and see if we can capitalize on any of these trades. So if you are interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live training and education bundles on the website. Starts from just $59 a month. For more information, just go to thelivetrading.com. Great stuff, guys. On that note, there's some challenging market conditions, but we're going to look at them in a lot more detail now, very shortly. So for everyone here, take care. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.